Hi, I'm DP Fidley along with Drew Doherty with five things to watch for this Sunday's game at San Francisco. Ed Reed, it's his third game. He's due for a big play. Do you think Sunday's the day he does it?
I think Sunday something good's going to happen, and I think Friday was your birthday, so happy birthday belatedly.
Thank you.
Yes. Ed Reed versus Colin Kaepernick, I think, is going to be a really interesting little chess match because you remember in the Super Bowl, Ed Reed picked off Colin Kaepernick, and Kaepernick is still a young quarterback, and young quarterbacks are more prone to make mistakes. So the center of the field so far has not been tested when Ed Reed's been in there. He's had one target, you know, as far as a pass coming his way. So I definitely want to keep an eye on that.
Another thing to keep an eye on is the offensive line. Last week we saw a little bit of Ben Jones. This week we're going to see him, but on the opposite side of the line, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Two of the things to watch and the five things to watch are Ben Jones taking the place of Brandon Brooks at right guard, and then left tackle Dwayne Brown probably all good to go, probably going to play. That's huge. And then the loss of Brandon Brooks, that's something to keep an eye on because Ben Jones, while he played there 12 games, 9 games last year as a starter, he was a swing guy at the start this season, and now he's starting again. So definitely want to keep an eye on that because, man, San Francisco has such a rugged front seven.
Let's talk about J.J. Watt. Yeah. He was really fired up after the loss against Seattle, and he's been in an ornery mood all week as well, as he likes to put it. How do you see him faring against the pass rush?
I think he'll be great like he is. As long as J.J. Watt is healthy, he's going to really impact the game, and it doesn't matter who he's going up against. Really, the pass rush as a whole is something to check out this week because Whitney Mercilus has been coming on. He's tied with J.J. for the lead in sacks at 3.5. In every game this season that Antonio Smith has played, he's gotten to the quarterback and had at least a half sack.
Two guys that have had a lot of success are the Texans tight ends. Yeah. They account for 6 out of the 8 touchdowns on the year. Garrett Graham just busting through records left, right, and center. Do you think they're going to have the same success Sunday at San Francisco?
If everything holds up, yeah, Graham and Owen Daniels should keep continuing to be, you know, key targets for Matt Schaub. They each have 3 touchdowns like you talked about. That's more than anybody else on the team. And they're going to be going against a linebacking core that, while they're always really dangerous and formidable, Patrick Willis is still kind of hobbled by a groin injury, so you'll want to keep an eye on how mobile Willis is if he plays. I think he'll play, but I think he's going to be hobbled a little bit by that, so Texans might get their chances underneath.
Do you not want to see if Dante Whitner's jersey says Hittner this Sunday? He apparently submitted the paperwork for that as well.
I guess that would have been the 6 things to watch.
If there were 6 things to watch, that would be number 6.
For sure.
But this is 5 things to watch. Thanks, Drew. I'm DP Sidley along with Drew Doherty. Please check out our website, HoustonTexans.com, for all the coverage on the Texans.